Credit unions across the country lent €3 billion to their members last year, bringing the total outstanding loans to €6.3 billion. According to the annual credit unions report from the central bank today, there's also been a big increase in mortgage lending by the sector. Credit union house loans increased from €317 million in 2022 to €484 million in 2023. That's a rise of more than 50%. The Credit Union Development Association, which represents 50 credit unions, says total new credit union mortgage lending could reach €1 billion a year by 2027. The association's CEO, Kevin Johnson, said credit unions want their own lending limits to be increased.
So, for example, a typical credit union is allowed to have 5% of its assets held in mortgages. For the larger credit unions, those over 100 million in assets, on application and on approval by the central bank, that can go up as high as 15%. And what we would like to see is a continued prudent growth of each of the phased approach to allow higher limits and indeed to facilitate credit unions to do more in the home loan market and also in the small business lending market as well.
Kevin Johnson of the Credit Union Development Association. Well, joining us here in studio is the Deputy Governor of the Central Bank, Sharon Donnery. You're very welcome to the programme and thanks for coming in to talk to us. So the report today details the picture in terms of credit union lending, not just in mortgages, but in business and indeed in personal loans as well. What's the picture that it paints?
Yeah, so we publish this report every year to try, as you say, give the public a sense of the sector and its size and evolution. So I think we continue to see a credit union sector that plays a very important role in the financial system overall. You mentioned there yourself the just over €6 billion in lending that credit unions have done. They also have about €17 billion in deposits. And we have now almost 200 credit unions in the country and about 80 or so of them also offering current accounts. So I think these developments come at a time when the financial system itself is changing a lot. You know, we see a big move towards digitisation. We see different types of firms coming into the system now, new payment firms, online banks and so on. And it shows, I think, the role that credit unions are playing within that.
And specifically what's been happening in relation to mortgage lending, it's still in terms of the overall mortgage market relatively small, but almost €500 million in mortgage lending last year.
Yeah, so I think over the last number of years, we've seen credit unions sort of moving more in this direction in terms of looking at mortgage lending, for example. And obviously, customers and their members as well, I think, interested in getting different products and services, not only from the, say, main banks or non-banks. A big change that's happened over the last year or so as well has been new legislation introduced by the Oireachtas, which is about, I suppose, supporting and enabling credit unions to develop over the next number of years. And for our point of view at the Central Bank, we want to see that happen in a very safe and prudent way. Kevin mentioned that there in your little clip. And we see, I think, potential for credit unions to continue to grow these mortgage products over the coming years.
Do you think he's right? Could mortgage lending hit €1 billion within just a couple of years?
Yeah, so I think, of course, the capacity is there for credit unions to be able to do that. It's very important from our point of view, of course, that they do that in a safe and prudent way, that they look carefully at the amounts of money that they're lending, who they're lending to and so on, and that they have the right governance and risk management around that. But I think, as everybody knows, you know, the housing market continues to be very strong. Lots of people looking for mortgages, notwithstanding some of the very challenging issues around housing supply. And so there is potential, I think, for mortgages to continue to grow over the coming years.
He mentioned those lending limits, 5% for the smaller credit unions, 15% with those, I think it's more than €100 billion in assets. Is that right? €100 million in assets. Now, is that something that could happen?
Yeah, so I mean, the lending limits from our point of view are there for very important reasons, which, as I said, is about making sure that credit unions continue to develop in a safe and prudent way. It is true that we are doing a review of those lending limits, but I think even absent that review, there's still plenty of capacity, even within the current framework, for credit unions to continue to grow their mortgage lending in any event, even before we do that review. So I think there is that potential there.
Because there's been a lot of talk of recent years after the departure of quite a number of our high street banks of a lack of competition in the market, and the credit union sector is an area where enhanced competition could be coming from.
Yeah, so I think to that point about competition, as I said, we do see the financial sector changing quite a lot. So we have players like credit unions in the market who can continue to grow. We see maybe other online banks coming into the market. We've seen big developments in terms of non-banks over the last number of years. So we are very conscious, I think, of that competition issue. But the market is changing. And as these figures show today, with credit unions now lending about half a billion mm-hmm. euro last year in terms of mortgage lending, there is also potential for them to play an important role.
Separately, you've published a report today in in relation to mortgage switching. Now, again, this is something which goes back to this question of competition. It doesn't seem to paint a picture in which people are readily switching their mortgages.
So I think it's certainly true that, you know, we hear a lot of discussions about how challenging it can be to switch your mortgage. But we do know, particularly, I think, since interest rates started to increase, that people have been looking at this more closely and that there is potential to save money if you can switch your mortgage. The statistics that we published today do show actually that there has been quite a bit of switching either within firms. So switching maybe from variable to fixed or even across firms. So moving from banks to non-banks or non-banks back to banks. So I think it shows that there is potential there for people to be able to switch. And obviously, you know, there's lots of information out there in terms of our own public information on our website and on the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission about how you can go about that.
And would you say that the people should, on maybe on a reasonably regular basis, just look at their mortgage arrangements, see what they're paying, see what might be on offer?
Yeah, so I think that's true generally of financial services. I think a lot of people are often put off thinking about their financial services, and I know sometimes it can appear quite challenging or quite complex, but it is good practice, I think, to look at all of your products and services, make sure that they still meet your needs. Are there other products out there that would be better than you for you? And certainly in some cases there can be substantial savings if you do that. And of course there's a strong consumer protection framework. If you're switching your current account, for example, you know, there are rules and requirements around how you can go about doing that. So I think there is lots of support there for people too.
And could the central bank be exerting more pressure on lenders to make it easier to switch?
Yeah, so some of the things we're doing at the moment is looking at our consumer protection code, which is our, I suppose, foundation requirements around how banks and other firms, insurance companies and brokers and so on, interact with their customers. And of course, a very important part of that is about making sure that customers get the right support when they're looking for different products and services. And we have a public consultation on in relation to that at the moment.
Just a final question before I let you go. We've had some comments from, I think, State Street and a number of other financial institutions here saying, calling on the central bank to do more to promote the industry here. They say there's been something of an exit of talent from the sector because of the way the sector has been run and regulated. Is that something that the central bank, you think, should be doing?
Well, to be fair, I mean, I've seen media commentary around that over the last number of weeks. I think from our point of view at the central bank, we're very focused on working in the public interest to make sure the financial system meets the needs of consumers and the economy. You know, memories are fading maybe a little bit since the financial crisis, but from our point of view, I think it remains very important that the lessons of the crisis are learned and that the central bank continues to focus on its stability mandate and meeting the public interest. I mean, in the end, obviously, it's a matter for the Oireachtas what the central bank's role is. And as I said, I've seen some media commentary around that, but I don't think there's any specific proposal, for example, in relation to that.
Sharon Donnery, Deputy Governor of the Central Bank of Ireland, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.